very chaotic environment, very noisy, very hot in the summertime, extremely cold in the wintertime, very hostile, because anytime you put a bunch of people from different backgrounds and different walks of life in the same confined area, there's bound to be disagreements. So if you ever saw what a dog kennel was like, then that's almost similar to what Dominguez State Jail was like, a prison. And for the class to be presented to prisoners as the most violent state was almost like fighting fire with water instead of fighting fire with fire. You know, they showed us love instead of anger. So that right there broke the ice and got me and the rest of the guys that started going to the class, it got our attention.
And what actually happened in the classes? What would you do?
Yes, ma'am. We would go into classes. We would sit down for a while and would look at videos and interact with each other. And through interaction, we'd be able to understand that we were all the, you know, we all had the same pain. We all had the same ambition, the same goals, and we all had the same failures. But we were just different people. And a lot of times we forget in humanity that we're all the same. And prison is a strange place that makes you look at yourself because we're all dressed the same. We all look the same. So we begin to show empathy towards each other and get to the root of why we were there, you know. And it's because we're all missing one element, and that element was what we have on the inside already, was peace, and help us to discover that personal inside peace, not worldwide peace, but personal peace. But you could achieve worldwide peace individually through personal peace.
Do you think if you'd learned those lessons as a child, like if we were teaching this in schools, do you think you would have ended up in prison in the first place?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't have ended up in prison. I believe that I would have been able to, a lot of strongholds that I had mentally, the way I thought that society was, America was, or my neighborhood was, I would have had a different outlook with these lessons that I've learned and what I've been taught. And at the same time, there's different criteria that we should be taught in school and at home. I mean, you know, like we don't learn much about how to run a business or how to learn how to learn much about our history and all that. We learn like really pretty much the basics in regular grade school. So I believe we need to add more support. It takes a village to raise a child, not just parents.